Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the numbers of folks committed to serving. Today we have with us Mari Mullen, the executive director of the Port Townsend Main Street program. Mari, welcome to Everybody Can.
Thank you, Missy, for having me on the show.
Well, I was really intrigued about learning more about the Main Street program because, you know, I live under this conception that it's only for business people or you have to own a business to participate. So we'll talk about that in a bit, but give our listeners an overview of Main Street as something I know I've heard about in other communities as well.
Sure.
As Port Townsend.
Yes. It's actually a national program and it's based out of Chicago, the National Main Street Center, but it was originally founded by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. And it was a tool to have towns be able to get their downtown centers lively again, because when malls became the rage in the 70s and 80s, then downtown started to really lose foot traffic and local customer support. So the Main Street program and its four-point approach, it was a tool to help revitalize downtowns, and in our case, downtown and uptown, because we are fortunate to have two commercial historic districts in Port Townsend, which is kind of unusual. So nationwide, there's about 1,600 Main Street programs, I believe, and then in our Washington state, there's 34. And so we have a state program called the Washington State Main Street Program that's our coordinating program, and we attend quarterly meetings, and we have all kinds of resources available through that program, and we have a mentorship program. I just participated being a mentor for Cedro Woolley, which is an aspiring Main Street program, and so there's towns in the queue that want to become a Main Street program, and they have to meet certain requirements. So in Port Townsend, our program was one of the first five pilot programs in Washington State.
Really?
And our mayor at the time, Brent Shirley, drove down to Olympia and heard the presentation about the Main Street program and said, we got to get this going in Port Townsend. And so we were founded in 1985.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Cedro Woolley as one of the communities that you're mentoring.
Uh-huh.
Do they have a historic district?
They do. Yes,
okay.
They have a historic downtown.
And you said there's a four-point approach. Does that mean you always have to have, is the historic component part of a Main Street?
Well, primarily, I would say the majority of the Main Street communities I've been to have a historic downtown center. But, you know, we are really lucky in Port Townsend because we have a great wealth of Victorian architecture that has been lovingly preserved by the property owners, and some towns have more of a mix of old and new, and it's just kind of varies by community, but we are really, you know, recognized, as you probably know, as one of the top, you know, three Victorian seaports in the country.
Right,
and so
right.
It's really, you know, got a lot of cachet, but it's also, it's got responsibilities that go with it because you have to constantly be striving to keep people coming and keep people caring about the buildings and caring about your community. And in this age that we live in, there's just a lot of competition with online shopping and, you know, super malls and all that, big box centers. So we have to constantly keep the local love going.
So you mentioned a four-point approach. Are those the components of efforts that the Main Street organization is invested in?
It's the four-point approach is actually your four committees that are your volunteer committees that forms the structure of your organization. And so it's organization, which is our board and our executive committee, and a promotion committee, which is involved with the events that you see that are much more public than some of the other committee work. And then the design committee, which is concerned with the look of town. It's cleanliness and physical beauty. You know, we have 120 hanging flower baskets up from May through September, and then we help decorate town for the holidays, and we've got street furniture that you see, like at the new Tyler Plaza that Main Street's done with in conjunction with businesses and also grants. So that's design. And then the economics committee, which is really our loan programs that we have, and then also we have a new effort which you and I were talking a little bit about, called the Creative Districts, and we're hoping to really get rolling with that in the new year.
Now, I'm not that well informed on Main Street, and I'm curious if others have this question in their head. You know, how are you distinctive from Chamber of Commerce?
Right. Well, our Main Street program is really focused on the downtown and uptown historic districts. So it's the walkable historic districts. And then the Chamber kind of has a broader membership and is a different type of a nonprofit in that it's a 501c6. Mm-hmm. So it's a member nonprofit, and we're a 501c3, which is comprised of, you know, businesses, but also community members can be members, or businesses outside the historic districts can be members if they wish. And then the Chamber is really a countywide organization. Mm-hmm. So they have a bigger reach than us, but we're really focused on the commercial business districts, the historic business districts of the town.
And you did mention a unique challenge where we have a distinctive uptown and downtown district. Mm-hmm. And how many members are there in the Main Street here locally?
We have about 120 members, and then we have partners as well. And we actually have, we're funded in a variety of ways. You were asking about how it was funded before. So memberships is one of our ways that we fund our program. And then we also have sponsorships, and we do about 20 different events a year. So we try to get sponsorships through the door for help present those events. And then we also have grants that we apply for, and we have earned income at events and a contract with the city of Port Townsend.
You contract with the city of Port Townsend mm-hmm. to provide community events, or?
Well, it's really our whole program, mm-hmm. really.
And yes, so, I mean, like the flower baskets. Then are you also responsible for the care of the floral baskets, or you just make sure?
The businesses actually purchase the baskets through Port Townsend Garden Center, and then also this year through the Swan School, and then we maintain them if the merchants sign up with us. So if they want us to care for the baskets, and we have a person who goes and waters them and fertilizes them and deadheads them and takes care of them every day.
And I know that what you do is much deeper than the aesthetic of what we first see when we come into town, but it's powerful, that first image of a clean bathroom or a flower basket or the lights that are consistent during the holiday season around the windows, the merchants that do that. I think it's a huge statement for the downtown area and the uptown areas. Could you give us a little bit more understanding about some of the four areas? Let's drill down a little bit on them. Say the promotion is the most visible, you mentioned, with the 20 events.
Yes. So we just, you organize that by the quarters of the year. And so we've just come off, the summer quarter, and we had concerts on the dock, which was 8 outdoor shows that are attended by 400 to 500 people a week. And that is a lot of fun and takes a lot of volunteer help. And we also do the Uptown Street Fair in August, and then we have the Taste of Port Townsend in June, and then fall events, we just had Girls Night Out in Port mm-hmm. Townsend, and so that's a fundraiser for our program, but also the Jefferson Healthcare Foundation, and we sell goodie bags at that event, and then that raises money to help people in need get cancer screenings, because October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So
you're in every fold of our community. And when you talk about the concerts on the dock, I've been there a few times, and it's such a heartwarming scene when we see everybody greeting each other, a little bit like the farmer's market, uh-huh. but also, you've got your cruise ships that come in, and they've wandered through, and they see this vibrant, big family reunion kind of music scene going on, and it charms me to no end. It speaks to the fiber of this town. It really is it's a huge gift to the community, and I know it takes several volunteers. And if you're one of those volunteers just joining us right now, you are listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. I'm Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can, and today I'm speaking with Mari, and you have the opportunity to find out how you might get connected to a community through some of the activities at the Main Street program. So we were talking about the promotions, and yes, you've got a quarterly promotion. You've got some other things where we might have, as a listener, thinking about how to connect with community opportunities within the promotions arena.
Yes. Well, we were just talking about fall events, and so we finished Girls Night Out, and then coming up is the Downtown Trick or Treat and the Town Photo, and then a new ghost event, Haunted Histories and Mysteries. But coming up also that we really need volunteer help with is the December holiday promotion. And so there's a menu of events that goes with that. There's Small Business Saturday and then the Santa visit and tree lighting. And this year, new, we're going to have the Reindeer Region at the Legion, which is going to have ornament making and crafts and treats. And so we're looking for other nonprofits to partner with us, but also to have volunteers help us decorate the space and just help staff it. So that will be December 7th. And then also,
let's drill down on that. So December 7th is the event, but when would you like to have a volunteer be calling you?
Oh, well, they could just call us anytime at
385-7911.
And then also, if you go to our website and click on the About Us tab and it says volunteering, then you can sign up on an online tool there, and then we can get in touch with you. And so, but the holidays will present some fun opportunities, and if you love kids especially, and it's very popular. You know, Santa starts his world tour here in Port Townsend, so hundreds of family members come with their kids, and it's a lot of fun.
So some of the things they might be doing, would they be hanging lights or making ornaments with the children, or what are some?
Yes, those, both of those, and we want to decorate the Legion space, so that's going to take some doing, because that's a big room. And then we also just have decorating at Haller Fountain. We decorate the tree and the fountain stairs and that kind of thing. So we do that earlier in the week. This, I think it's December 2nd we'll be doing
that.
And then I know also the museum coordinates, the Jefferson County Historical Society coordinates First Night. And so they always need volunteers for First Nights. And we help promote that as part of the holidays in Port Townsend. And so you'd get in touch with Jessica Leventhal at the museum.
And let's get your number again, because I think I stepped right on top of that phone number.
From Main Street, it's 360-385-7911. And the museum, I believe, is 385-1003.
What a fun way to get connected to community. So you've got promotions as one of the arms of the Main Street programming, but golly, economics. Let's talk a little bit about the economics, the driver that you bring to the table.
Yes, we have we do have an economics committee, and we actually are looking for some more members to be on that committee. And then we have a separate kind of subcommittee of that that's a loan committee that reviews the Lent and the HUD loans. And the HUD loans are twice a year, and those are for facade improvements for the property owners in the historic districts. And Lent and the Lent funds is just a microloan fund of about $4,000 that is for a business emergency, or it also can be used for a business expansion. The last one we processed was for a business expansion, so if they're in the historic districts.
And so if someone were interested in that part, if that maybe their work world has informed them in that area, this sounds like a skill set. You might need a specific skill set for that committee.
Loan officers and bankers, you know, are on that committee. Okay. And then, you know, the other great thing we're excited about is the forming of a new creative districts for Port Townsend. And
let's talk about that.
Yeah. And that's a designation that we have applied for. We've put in the application for, and we're hoping to hear in December. And it's an application through ArtsWA. And then if we are granted that status, then we'll get going on that in January. So that's really about trying to have a more year-round economy through the arts and you know, evening out the seasons a little bit. So you have a really busy summer season, and how can we use the arts as an engine to make January, February, March, April livelier and support artists in their work and have Port Townsend's, you know, destination be arts driven, which it is already, but how can we unify our efforts between downtown and uptown, which would be one creative district, and Fort Worden, which would be another, and how do we link those?
And the creative district meaning, would you have wayfinders or signage or events? What is that? What are the efforts that you're thinking about should you be awarded the funding or designation?
Wayfinding and marketing and resources for artists, and it really would be also how much you could do would be grant dependent.
That is really exciting. You've got a couple other things that I'm not sure we're going to have much time to spend on, but we've got a few more minutes. Let's not leave anything amiss here. So you mentioned wayfinders or
our design committee, mm-hmm. We take care of the street furniture that we talked about, but we're also going to repurpose the merchant information signs and make them into historical interpretive signs with the museum and with Olympic Peninsula STEAM. But I guess if I was going to say something about, we talked about what are some misperceptions about volunteering.
Right.
I would say that sometimes people are shy of volunteering because they think it'll be too much time. And a committee position, with monthly meetings, that is more of a time investment. But we have volunteers who come and just work one event, or they just really love one aspect of Concerts on the Dock. We have Randy and Linda who just come and work the cup rental booth because they really love that we are trying to reduce plastic at Concerts on the Dock. So they do the cup rentals. And then there's volunteers who just wash the cups. And then we have volunteers who are witches at the downtown trick-or-treat and help lead the kids' parade. And it's, a half an hour gig. So we have a very flexible and many volunteer needs, but it really can be tailored for what you want. And I just was going to say that personally, I have found that volunteering on things, and I have volunteered on KPTZ, I volunteered for The Adventurous, I volunteered for the film festival, for Centrum, through the years, many different things. And I've always found it to be some of the most enriching experiences that I've had. And I started with Main Street. One of my first contacts was as a volunteer on Earth Day with my daughter when she was little. And we planted flowers in front of the museum, and my daughter still volunteers to this day. And so I think it's a great way to get the volunteer ethic going with your children if you can come work on events like Earth Day or other family-friendly things like the museum's first night. And it enriches your community, and it's
a powerful value to teach. It is a powerful value to teach. Well, Mari, I'm so glad you could come in today, and I just, what you do impacts me every time I walk through downtown, from the baskets to the concerts to the wonderful events that you put on.
And thank you. And uptown too. And we invite people to go to ptmainstreet.org or follow us on Facebook or sign up for our newsletter, and you can find out more about how to connect with us and get involved.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today, Mari. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our program today is in the expert hands of our sound engineer, Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. So go out, get involved, and make it a great day.